With the recent hot and humid weather, mosquito season is well upon us, raising concerns about the Zika virus. For an update, we spoke with the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Tony Fauci.
In the United States, we have almost exclusively, and I'll get to the exception in a moment, travel-related cases. So in the continental United States, we have close to 1,500 travel-related cases and a few thousand in Puerto Rico. So Puerto Rico is the United States territory. They are very vulnerable because they have the conditions there of a major outbreak similar to the outbreak a couple of years ago that they had with chikungunya. Now, we have in the United States what we call travel-related cases. So if you take that close to 1,500 cases of travel-related, that means people who got infected somewhere else, South America, Central America, or the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, or what have you, and then come to the United States. Either they traveled there or they lived there and came back to the United States. That's travel-related. What we've seen over the last couple of weeks are cases in Florida of individuals who did not travel at all. They never left the continental United States, and they've been infected. So we categorize them as local transmission, not travel transmission. And that's a challenge now, because when that happens, you want to make sure that we don't have the local transmission become either sustained or disseminated beyond the locale in which the cases occurred. And the best way you do that is by very aggressive mosquito control in order to prevent that from happening.
Other than mosquitoes, how can a person contract Zika?
Well, in an unusual situation, I mean, clearly mosquito transmission is the overwhelmingly major way it's transmitted. But it has now been well documented that it can be transmitted by sexual transmission, mostly from a man to a woman. But there's a single case of transmission from a woman to her male sexual partner. The other way that theoretically and even practically we've seen it in other countries, that it could be transmitted through the blood supply, so that if you have an area where there's a lot of transmission, that you can get the blood supply contaminated. You guard against that now because we have ways of testing the blood. For example, what we're doing in Puerto Rico, because there's a considerable outbreak there. There's a single, now very rare case of a very, very sick man with a very high level of virus in which the virus was transmitted in a healthcare setting to his son who was taking care of him. That's a very rare event and was really quite unusual. So again, predominantly through mosquito bites, occasionally through sexual transmission, but you have to be very careful and practice safe sex if you're exposed or been infected because you don't want to take the chance of transmitting it sexually, and then in a very rare situation in a healthcare setting. There's been a lab accident in which someone was contaminated in a lab accident, but then getting back to the reality of the situation, overwhelmingly being mosquito transmitted.
Once a person is diagnosed with Zika, what is the treatment? What happens then?
You know, there really is no treatment for it because it's a self-limited, relatively mild disease. The situation is different. Pregnant women, who are the vulnerable population we need to protect, if they get infected during pregnancy, there is a risk that the fetus, the baby, can wind up with a congenital abnormality such as microcephaly. But if you put pregnant women aside and look at the general population, about 80% of the people who get infected with Zika have no symptoms at all. About 20% of them have mild symptoms that are characterized by fever, a rash, joint and muscle aches, and inflammation of the eye called conjunctivitis. That's almost invariably self-limited. It lasts anywhere from a week to 10 days. It resolves itself, and there are almost no sequelae except of a rare case of a neurological complication called Guillain-Barré. But for the overwhelming majority of people, they recover with no sequelae.
Is the government making any recommendation at all to people who may be thinking of going to the Olympics in Rio?
Certainly. If you're a pregnant woman, the recommendation is you do not travel to any area where there's active transmission, including Brazil, including Rio de Janeiro. So pregnant women should stay away. Other people, their recommendation is that there's no restriction on travel, except the obvious thing, that when you go to a place where there's active transmission, that you try as best as possible to protect yourself from mosquito bites.
Dr. Tony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.